Well, this guy is taking a break from his jog around Lake Michigan to join us this morning in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. It's Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Joe, good morning.
That would be a cool jog, Kevin. I can tell you that.
It would indeed. What's the weather like up there, Joe?
Actually, it wasn't too bad when we got here last night. We had kind of fear of ice storms and those kind of things. It was about 32 degrees when we landed. The rain had stopped, and it was just a typical December night, I guess, for the most part. I think temperatures tonight got down into the upper teens or low 20s, and it's supposed to be pretty much the same today. And then from what I hear, a chance of snow later on tonight. So we'll just, you know, it's Chicago, it's December. I guess that's what you get.
That's right. Joe, let's talk about football before we get a little preview of the Commodores game with DePaul tonight. Bobby Johnson withdrew from consideration for the Duke job, and I think that's very good news for Vanderbilt fans across the board.
I think it was for us, too. I was in a meeting yesterday morning about 8:30 when I got the message that that he had agreed with Vanderbilt to stay. And you know, I didn't get a whole lot of details about what he got or what was negotiated for or whatever, but it certainly is good news, I think, for Vanderbilt that he's staying. I think everybody's involved with the university pretty much committed that, you know, this is the guy that's doing it right and getting it done, and will continue to do so. I was also glad because that means that staff stays as well. Those guys, you know, that have become a part of this for so long, and I think everybody's very thrilled that Bobby's staying. I'm not surprised that it happened quickly. You know, I had a feeling that, you know, that they were going to move one way or the other pretty fast, and so it's great to have that resolved and back on the recruiting trail again.
Joe, what do you make of Todd Turner leaving Washington after only 3 years?
To be honest, I believe Todd got fired because he wouldn't fire Ty Willingham.
Yeah,
I think that's what it comes down to, and so I'm sad to see that because Todd's the guy that hired me to Vanderbilt and hired many of the coaches that are at Vanderbilt now, and you know, had a lot to do with the success that they've developed here. But I think it was loyalty to a coach that ended up costing him his job.
And more good news for Brant Snedeker. He's the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, we were excited about that. We had had some discussions with the PGA last week, and had even talked about the hope or the possibility of them presenting the award to Brant at Vanderbilt. Hope maybe at a basketball game, but schedules are not going to allow that to happen. Brant, you know, is in Australia. He's going to be in several other places across the world between now and the start of the season. So I would imagine they will present it to him the week of the opening PGA event. But, certainly well-deserved. I would have been shocked if it had been somebody else with the kind of year that Brant had.
And Joe, as far as basketball goes tonight at DePaul, did I read correctly these teams haven't played since 1965?
That's the only time they played. They played in the NCAA tournament in 1965, and Vanderbilt won that game. Then went on to play against Michigan in that famous game that went down to the wire. Michigan won by two.
So it would have been Roy Skinner against Ray Meyer, two pretty big coaching legends in that one.
That's right. And this one, this DePaul team has only played five games this season. They're going to the San Juan Shootout next week, so they'll start to catch up in the number of games then. But they're 2-3. They've got the losses to Kansas, of course, most recently, and at Creighton as well. So that's a couple of quality teams that they've played. The big key for Vanderbilt against DePaul is guarding their three-point shooters. So DePaul shoots 40% as a team from three-point.
Traylon Burns is a guy who can fill it.
Yeah, he's got two 32-point games this season, and one of those, he only took 13 shots and had 8 three-pointers. So he was 8 for 8 from three-point range. So when he gets going, he can really fill it up. So that's a guy that whoever is charged with guarding him in the man-to-man is going to have to stay with, because they're going to run screen after screen after screen for him and try to get him a look.
Well, if you see Mark Aguirre or Dallas Comegys, tell him we said hello.
We'll do that.
Terry Cummings.
We were talking about that coming up here. I did a women's game up here years ago, and they played in the alumni hall. And it was hard to believe. You walked in that place and said, man, Mark Aguirre played in here? You know, because it looks like a small high school gym. And, of course, we're not playing. They were playing at Allstate Arena, formerly the Rosemont Horizon.
Yeah.
But it's good to be here. Looking forward to this one.
Hey, see you later, Joe.
Okay, guys. Take care.